The National Association of State Foresters, established in 1920, is a nonprofit organization comprised of directors of agencies which manage and protect state and private forests, which encompass nearly two-thirds of our nation's forests. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Frillick reports, Arkansas State Forester Joe Fox late last month was elected association president.
Well, my name's Joe Fox. I'm the State Forester of Arkansas, which means I'm the director of the forestry division of the Arkansas Department of Agriculture, and I live in Little Rock.
Typically, Joe Fox travels the world visiting forests and meeting with associates to learn and share best practices and policies. But this year, he remains sequestered in Arkansas due to the COVID-19 pandemic, meeting with colleagues virtually.
The National Association of State Foresters is a membership body of 50 state foresters, 8 territorial state foresters like Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, and several Pacific Islands, and the District of Columbia. Almost all of the state forestry agencies are organized differently.
Some are tied to universities or, like Arkansas, to state agencies. National Association of State Forester members also manage some federal lands.
State foresters are responsible for protecting private and state lands from wildfire and to tornadoes to floods to all sorts of natural disasters, including insect and disease type disasters, which are more slow moving, obviously. But we also give technical advice to private landowners, generally non-institutional private landowners, give them advice on how to manage their forest land for their ownership objectives.
Fox's management objectives, he says, range from wildlife conservation, aesthetics, and recreation to timber production. He's a native Arkansan who worked for several decades as a procurement forester in a family-owned lumber business in Pine Bluff.
Healthy forests need healthy markets. We need healthy markets so people can keep our forests in balance so that we can incentivize landowners to keep their forests as forests and keep the balance of growth to harvest equal. A one-to-one balance is perfect.
Fox is referring to harvesting wood for construction, furniture, lumber, fuel, and other uses, in effect, thinning forests, which keep them healthy. He says he will remain in his position as Arkansas State Forester while voluntarily serving as president of the National Association.
The home office of NASF is in Washington, D.C., and during this pandemic, we won't be traveling to Washington, D.C. unless there's some sort of a congressional emergency that I would have to testify before a congressional committee. That's a possibility, but certainly not scheduled at the moment.
The National Association annual meeting held last week was virtual, where state foresters presented papers and discussed best management practices.
There's quite a lot for Arkansas to be gained for Arkansas by just having experience of how other states do fire suppression, what they know about, say, drones. We would like to incorporate drones in our fire detection and our fire surveillance. Here in Arkansas, we don't do that right now, but we're going to get into it. We could learn from Texas or California or Wisconsin how they work with drones. And you know, on that little subject, before I get off too far, when we go to a fire, we're the incident commanders. On any wildfire, rural wildfire that we are called to.
The National Association is divided into 3 regions, the Southern Group of State Foresters, the Northeast Midwest Region, and the Western Council of State Foresters. Fox says each of the 3 regions are distinct when it comes to forest fuels, weather conditions, culture, and management.
One of the main differences between the West and the South is the amount of federal ownership of the land. So Montana and Idaho, I think both of those states, I don't think I'm misquoting this, are both more than half owned by the federal government, by several different agencies. Actually, the state and federal ownership in Arkansas of our forest land is only 13%.
87% of forests in Arkansas are privately owned.
But some things like good forest management, controlling the fuels available on the ground for the fire to burn with things like prescribed fire, those forestry principles are the same, whether it's Arkansas or Georgia or Connecticut or Washington State.
Unprecedented weather conditions this summer and early autumn, high heat and winds as well as drought, have sparked massive wildfires in Washington State, California, and Oregon, according to the National Fire Information Center.
There's many ways fires start. Lightning is something that starts western fires quite a bit, something called dry lightning, when a front comes through without rain and has lightning. That's a big problem for starting fires anywhere, but especially the West. When those fires get started and those fuels like dead trees that we didn't salvage and we didn't protect in the first place are there, the fire rages even worse.
Fox says there's no final solution to blunt devastating wildfires aside from thinning, harvesting, and prescription burns.
39 different state forestry agencies are serving in Oregon right now.
Pre-settlement fire regimes were a natural occurrence on our continent's forest landscapes, understood and even sometimes managed by First Nations. After this season's fires quell in the western U.S., Fox says, the National Association of Foresters will assess the damage and ask Congress for technical and disaster assistance for those impacted. But major funding, he says, will be critical for comprehensive, enduring forest management.
There's been a dramatic lack of funding in the last 20 years for the U.S. Forest Service specifically, but also for the Bureau of Land Management. So there are a lot of things we do in order to get the funds appropriated for federal lands, especially in the West, so that good forest management can get ahead of the fire season and prepare the land, get places replanted. The next time it rains, the topsoil goes down into the stream at the bottom. So lots of things we need to do before and after fire.
Joe Fox has served as Arkansas State Forester since 2012 and previously served as the vice president of the National Association. He has degrees in both forestry and agriculture. As president of the National Association of Foresters, Fox's priority is building coalition.
We have a large partnership with the Natural Resource Conservation Service, NRCS, with the National Association of Conservation Districts, with the Nature Conservancy, with the American Forest Foundation, a myriad of partners that we work with. All of us at the state level and all of us at the national level as well. And those collaborations need to be strengthened so that we can do the good work of protecting forest land and the people of the forest.
Both the National Association of State Foresters and Arkansas State Foresters websites provide a wealth of information and guidance on better managing and sustaining our forests. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.